In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that the people of his own generation were going to be condemned by the people who lived previously, who actually listened to the word of God and converted. And what's interesting especially is that the two people, well, the two groups anyway, one person, one group, that he mentions are both people who are pagans. The queen of Sheba was an Ethiopian queen. They were not Jewish. The Ninevites lived in modern-day Iraq. They were not Jewish. And yet, the queen of Sheba had come to Solomon to listen to his wisdom. She sought the truth. The people of Nineveh, when they heard what Jonah had to say, we know that Jonah wasn't exactly Mr. Faithful, and yet at the same time, the people of Nineveh, when they heard his message, they listened and they repented. The point, of course, that our Lord is making is that the Jewish people didn't. The Lord makes this clear in other places. Remember, he talks about Elijah being sent to the widow of Zarephath, a pagan. Then the pagan centurion, the pagan from that had leprosy, that came to Elisha the prophet. The Lord says there were many widows and many, many lepers in Israel at those times, but none of them were healed, or none of them was Elijah sent to, because they didn't have faith. Oh, they said that they did. They went through the motions, but the reality is that they didn't believe. And that's where we have to look at our own selves. All we have to consider right now is look at what is going on in the church and in the world. And if this isn't enough to grab anyone by the shirt and shake us, to be able to say, "Will you please wake up?" And what do? Yeah, whatever. We don't care. What's worse is not just that we don't care about what's going on. We don't care about our own souls enough to be able to say, "I need to get my act together." It's pretty evident the direction everything is going, and if I don't want to go that direction, I need to do something different. If I don't want to be caught up in the way that this is going, then I need to make the choice for the Lord. Let's take it a step further. Look at the first reading, and St. Paul talks about the two covenants, the old and the new. One was made in Egypt, or it might be Arabia, depending on where the mountain is. One was made in Jerusalem. In other words, one was made in the promised land and one was made in the land of slavery. Yes, the people had come out of slavery in Egypt, but that mountain is still in the place of slavery. And so St. Paul is saying, look, this is an allegory. Abraham had two sons. One was born of the slave woman and one was born of the freeborn woman. And that's us. We were born of the freeborn woman. We have been set free by Christ to live according to the freedom of the children of God. And yet, what do we keep doing? We keep saying, "I'd rather be a slave." We think it's so pathetic when we listen to the words that are in the book of Exodus. Oh, if we could just return to Egypt where we had leeks and onions and we had our flesh pots and all that stuff. We think, what is wrong with you people? You just came out, you were slaves, you want to go back to slavery just because you had a little bit of food in your belly? What do? I don't want to give up my sins. I like my materialism too much. I like the ease and the comfort that life is giving me today. I don't want to let that go. I'd rather be a slave than to have the freedom of the children of God. It's way more pathetic than the people who came out of Egypt. Because we have been set free from a slavery that is so much more profound than the slavery of the people of Israel when they were in Egypt. They were physical slaves. We were spiritual slaves. We were slaves to Satan, and God set us free. We had no hope, and the Lord came to forgive our sins so that we can have life everlasting. And yet we keep turning back. Our Lord said, anyone who turns back isn't fit for the kingdom of heaven. But we keep longing for the slavery. I really think about it. Does this make sense? But I like my sins. I like my sins more than I like having the freedom that our Lord has won for us. And it's one thing even to be able to look at the covenant that was made in Jerusalem and say, okay, this is the allegory and this is the free woman from whom we were born. But you and I know that it's even greater than that because we have a spiritual mother, the free woman. And not only do we reject her, but we wind up rejecting her son because we don't want the freedom. We really need to think about this. Because what Satan is offering is not freedom, it's license. But just as we live in this world of semantics, where they use words like choice because they won't tell the truth about what it is that they want to do, they play all these word games. Well, that's exactly what Satan's doing, freedom. That means you're free to do anything that you want. That's not freedom. That's license. And when we do that, we become slaves to the sin. It's exactly what Jesus tells us. We have freedom. We have the freedom to do the will of God because that's true freedom. So if we act against the will of God, we make ourselves slaves. If we act according to the will of God, then we're free. And so that's what we all have to look at. Do I really want this? So something to ponder. When the pagans were willing to listen to the word of God, but the chosen people were not, do you think it's going to be much different today? We have been given the fullness of the truth. And how many people who call themselves Catholic don't really want it? We hear things like, I'm Catholic, but. There are no buts. We're either Catholic or we're not. We either accept the fullness of the truth or we don't. We've been given it all, and we've decided a lie is better than the truth, just as we've decided that slavery is better than freedom. And we have to really wonder, really, really wonder. Take that to prayer. Look deep into your own heart and ask yourself, do I really want the freedom of the children of God? Do I really want the fullness of truth? Do I really want to live as a son or a daughter of the freeborn woman and living within the heart of Holy Mother, the Church? That's the gift that God has given to us. Satan's offering all kinds of fun and excitement and glitz and glamour. God doesn't offer that. He offers true freedom. He offers true life. So we all have to make that choice. Do we want a life of slavery or do we want a life of freedom? Do we want a life that's going to lead us to eternal condemnation or do we want the life that will lead us to eternal life in heaven? that's how serious these choices are. So it's pretty obvious on one hand, if we just look at it objectively, we'd all say, yeah, that's the one I want. But subjectively, we keep choosing the wrong way. So that's what we want to really look at, and to be able to say, no, I am a child of the freeborn woman, and I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And if I am grateful for what it is he's done for me, then my response is to change my life to live according to the freedom that he has won for me.